Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I recognize it, I should say.
You're the opposite of Jamie Ding. You just kind of sit there and just look off.
Who is Jamie Ding?
Oh my God, Jamie Ding. You don't know about old Ding-a-ling?
No. Well,
this is how Jeopardy's rigged. He got beat now, but he had the record, or he was about to break Ken Jennings' record for consecutive wins.
I feel like that movie when Brendan Fraser was in the ground for like 30 years.
Blast
from the past, where everything changed. He just didn't know anything. For real.
So they brought a guy in to beat him, and then that guy only lasted like a couple shows. Yeah. Like, okay. So they stockpile people. When somebody gets too hot, they'll bring like a high scorer in to beat him.
Huh.
And then that guy just, you know, it's all the work.
Who is this, though? Who sings this?
This is ABC.
Oh.
The song is called Poison Arrow.
Poison Arrow.
I didn't know the name of the band, ABC, huh?
God, Paige, you probably saw them in person a bunch.
They own all the liquor stores, Paige.
Oh, God. Well, I would know them.
They own the liquor stores.
Yeah, they do.
Buying things for you.
Come and buy liquor.
Also, nurseries. They own those as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do. Not the plants, but...
Baby nurseries?
Yeah.
Baby nurseries, not plant nurseries.
Which
is weird that they're...
God, why do they call that, though?
I don't know.
That's where all the wet nurses work.
Like, I had a buddy of mine telling me the other day that his wife has stopped. She will not call her children kids anymore because of this video she saw online saying that it's like, what's the word? Like, occultist or whatever? Like, because it's just, like baby goats.
Well, oh, my God. It's not because of the movie Kids?
I don't know. But, yeah, would not call them kids. So they're now her... That's children. Her children, not her kids.
That's a little pretentious when you say children. Why don't you say like my loin?
I had a friend in high school called his mom mother, and I always thought like, wow.
That is creepy.
You're going to wear her skin one day.
I call my mother mother.
Did you?
Yeah, and my grandmother. I never.
You would say, hello, grandmother.
She would leave a message and say, this is your grandmother.
I'd say, hey, Nanny. That was my grandma.
I wasn't allowed to call her grandma or anything.
Nanny and
demeaning. Mama. It was just ma'am.
We're actually stalling right now. Fat Boy's answering phone calls because it is the All Advice Show page where people can call in for anything they want advice for.
I need advice. We all need advice.
Right. I'm
hang up.
I
just told you. Hang on.
He's so rude.
All right.
He was playing. They were already on hold. What a bit you are.
You're such a bad actor.
Put a sense of urgency, in there.
Oh man.
You.
Now the other one dropped off.
Okay.
What happened?
Let me give out the phone numbers. 1-800-774-0093. So you might not need advice, but you might hear somebody dude, these always kick off huge.
Yeah, he either ran out of minutes, he ran into a tunnel, like,
yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Battery died.
Let's go to...
Jawbone died.
Whoa.
Do people still use Jawbone?
I think so. People that can't afford Bluetooth.
Who can't afford Bluetooth? Go to Derek. He says he's... Let's see. He's got himself in a situation with the neighbor trying to figure out what the next move is. All right.
Oh, no.
Derek, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I've been living next to this couple for about a year now, and... you know, I kind of ended up getting involved with the wife.
Well, you're right. This escalated, didn't it?
Good Lord. Wow,
this escalated real quick.
It did. How does that even happen, Derek?
Well, I mean, when I moved in, we were all cool. Everybody was good. And we just kind of had, like, neighborhood stuff, just, like, cookouts and beers. But, like, her husband works a ton, like, long hours. He's even, like, goes out of town for work. So, I mean, we just started making... Mm-hmm. more time talking and hanging out when he wasn't home.
So that turned into a lot more, I guess, like a lot of physical stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so. Yeah. Like one night it did cross the line. I say that. Like,
you were naughty.
Yeah, he was gone out of town, crossed the line, and then I kind of just didn't stop. It just kind of turned into kind of like a more of a, I guess almost regular thing. Yeah.
Your mouth makes a lot of saliva, I can tell. Is this a is this a next door neighbor or down the street neighbor or what?
No, like literally next door. Like right next door.
So you're like, you're cheating in walking distance. I guess you are cheating. I don't know your situation, but she is at least.
Oh, that's funny. Is he cheating or is she cheating?
Like, I don't know.
Are you? Yeah, that's a good question.
I know it's kind of I guess I am. At first I kind of told myself like she was coming to me, so it wasn't a big deal, but you know, I thought maybe something was wrong with their marriage, like, but maybe I didn't do anything really that wrong.
right or it could be that he's not doing something right and you just made yourself the solution to the problem.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, part of it was exciting and stuff. Like sneaking around, knowing he's right there. It's like a huge kind of rush. I know.
Yeah, it's got like a shelf life, but that forbidden, like, you know, kind of stuff. It hits a little different, at least at first.
Yeah, but
you're horned up. A little.
Thing was, it just kind of started changing for me a bit. You know.
Yeah. What changed? Like, she thinking more relationship, and you're just like...
Well, kind of the husband, Mark, you know.
I wouldn't say his name. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the husband.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I mean, he's a good guy, man. Like, he really is. I'm not going to... He's a good guy, and I just... It helped me out, like, a ton when he moved in, and I just can't be that type of guy, you know. He helped me, like, put all my stuff together.
Oh, this makes it worse.
Beers.
This makes it way worse, man.
Yeah.
He just comes over and brings beers once in a while.
Oh, he's hitting on you too, then.
This is going on.
How hot are you, Derek? You got all the neighbors hitting on you. No, let's keep this on track, though. So, Derek, I want to read you these texts.
It does make it worse, though.
Yeah, it does. It makes it. It makes it way worse when you're
kind of friends.
I know, man. And he even told me one time, and I'll never forget. He's like, "Man, I'm just glad I got a good friend next door because I have somebody I can trust around."
See, now I'm changing my tune on. I didn't have a tune composed about you, but like,
starting to get there though.
Yeah, like that'll mess with your head for sure.
Yeah. It definitely does, and it did. And that's really when I started eating at me. You know, I couldn't take it anymore. I was just sitting there, and this guy trusts me, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing all the stuff behind his back. I just feel really...
Well, I mean, look, that's how you know you're not a completely, you know, bad person. You got a conscience.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
At some point,
if you keep doing it and you know it's bad, then you're putting it to the side. But I mean, it's certainly a possibility, I would say.
Put it to the side a little.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is that a possibility? I think so. Yeah, I guess it's a good possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta you gotta think about it. Like, are you is he like a bad husband? Like, you know, maybe not paying much attention to her. But then again, you're helping out a bad wife who's cheating on her husband.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I guess I just now. Here's where it kind of gets complicated. Like, the reality is, I'm moving. No. I'm moving. Like, I'm actually not gonna be there in like a month. I closed on my house last week. The papers are signed. Nice. Like, I'm gone.
What you're trying to say? What is the question? When is the deadline for you to move?
Well, like, I mean, I thought I could just leave. Like, I'm leaving in a month, and that would be it. But it's starting to really affect me because the closer I get, the worse I feel.
She's putting it on you.
And like, this feels like my last chance to, like, do anything.
Because when you're gone, it's out of sight, out of mind. Like, that's it. You're not going to go back and cheat with her, like, after you move.
Wouldn't be as exciting then.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. I just don't know what to do. I don't know, because this guy's such a good guy. I feel bad.
Well, you should.
Once I leave.
I mean, I have to say, you should. Are you talking about, like, saying something? Because you could just be blowing it up to make yourself feel better, and then you leave, and then boom, left in shambles.
You ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've talked to her about it. I had to bring it up. She does not want me to do it, obviously.
Why?
Well, she just wants me to leave and then just forget about it and say, let's just not rock the boat. You're leaving.
What? Okay. I've got so many different hypotheses about this. Let me ask you this. Like, what happens if he finds out later and then realizes that you knew the whole time? Well, of course you would have known the whole time. Duh.
You did it.
Yeah, you were doing it. I mean,
she's the guy in this situation.
Yeah. So how would you feel? Okay, how would you feel if this was done to you?
I'd feel great.
You're talking to me or him?
Well, either one of all of you, if you were cheated on and you were the husband and your wife was fooling around with a neighbor, you wouldn't feel good about that, right?
Obviously, no, I wouldn't. But
so you talk to her and you talk to him and you apologize and be done with it.
But here's the thing. Yeah, it's just told that so many people texting in and so many people asking for the phone number again. It's the same number you're texting, you goober.
Same number.
1-800-774-0093. Are you wanting to, like, just clear your conscience and do the right thing, or is this about making yourself feel better before you leave?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I guess it's kind of both. I know
it can't be both. It's not both, because you didn't have a conscience when this started. I mean, I'm not being a dick, but, like, got to be honest with yourself. You knew they were married then, right?
Yep. Yeah, I did, but, I mean, she was kind of coming out of me, and it was just kind of happening. I know it sounds.
That guilt's going to hit you out of nowhere. You don't really know what to do or how to handle it, I guess.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a hero now that all of a sudden he's...
No.
No.
But you can be forgiven for your sins.
Can you hang on a second?
Hang on, Dirk.
Hang on. Cheater. Neighbor cheater. Hang on a second.
Neighbor cheater. Like, here's what I'm suspect of. Don't hang up, Derek. I think that he is fallen in love with her, in a sense, and wants to blow it up.
Oh, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So is he going to be moving by himself? Or?
Right, because she's saying, no, don't say anything. Just go and it's done. Like, he found out he's being used for his body.
You might have to ask all that.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because somebody even texted that in and said that he's a blank boy. There you go.
Oh.
She's the guy in this situation.
We work with the blank boy page.
The only one.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
All right, don't tell him, but boy, I haven't read a positive or any kind of non-negative text about this call.
Aww.
Not a single.
I know.
Listen to Paige.
He's trying to get help here.
What's he trying to get help on? He's trying to blow up their marriage. So this guy on hold, and Derek, you better not hang up.
Don't you do it.
He's been, you know, cheating with, he's not in a relationship, but he's been cheating with his next door neighbor, his wife. He's buddies with the husband, but he goes out of town working a lot. She paints the picture that she's, you know, in a, sounds like one of those loveless relationships, you know. It's like,
we're
roommates only. And
he's always gone.
So now Derek is moving soon and wants to now confess this to the husband.
Man, if you got that foresight to like see ahead past the initial physical reward, like that's the real gift, because you don't get wrapped up into it.
Like
he didn't realize what was going to happen. He's just like, oh, right, let's just do this now, have fun.
Well,
worry about it later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's every decision you make. You know, it's like driving home when you shouldn't be driving, or you know, not wearing a condom.
Well, guess what, buddy? Later's now. Now you got to deal with it.
Start tomorrow. He's going to be ripped apart on the text. We could do a whole hour just reading these texts. It's the hero, Derek. Derek, you're not a hero. You're not trying to be. You're just trying to clear your head. Yeah. Why do you want, seriously though, down deep, why do you want to tell him this? Why do you want to wreck this? Did you just flush a toilet? You're taking a dump right now.
Or you're flushing drugs.
No.
Getting rid of drugs before the coppers come. What? Why tell him this, for real? I mean, that's on her, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I feel really bad about him. And I know it'll hurt him, and he's a good guy. But I'm not going to lie, do have feelings for her a little bit. I mean, it's not like...
That's what it is.
There it is.
That's what I was going to ask.
Boom.
Yeah, it complicates everything now.
course.
I know. And so I'm going to tell you the truth that, like, if I do tell them, I don't think I'd be really happy if they stay together, too. So part of me probably is thinking, oh, if I tell them, then I'm kind of getting a clear conscience. And, you know, but also part of me is like, I still have feelings for her. And so I don't know what to do, really.
Gotcha. Well, first off, I'm awesome at my job because I figured that out. I was like, why in the world would he want to risk this or whatever? This is now your ego. This is your ego. You play, and Derek, don't get mad, but you played up this thing like, oh, you know, it started off real innocent or whatever. And then you say, now you want to tell him because you have feelings for her. That's right. Your ego.
Yep. Exactly right.
And not to hurt your feelings, but if she cheated on him, what makes you think that she won't cheat on you?
Yeah, I mean,
solid question, Paige.
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
So, what would you decide today? I mean, which way are you leaning? If you had to decide right now, like, what would you do?
I think probably I'm leaning towards just kind of leaving.
Of course,
not saying anything.
Of course you are.
I mean, but the thing is, like, I know how that sounds, but part of me is like, if I leave, maybe it just ends, like, all of it. And then,
hoping you can walk away clean while they deal with the mess that you helped create.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I mean, it's an equal thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't know she was married, that's one thing. You knew. Yeah. You were friends with him. You created this madness just as much as she did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably.
There's definitely.
Because blowing it up is not really going to fix anything either.
No, and this isn't about, like, the cheating anymore. Like, this is about what kind of guy you are when you walk out of the neighborhood. For real.
I mean, that's exactly what it feels like. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, what if you decide to say something to him, and then you tell him, but then you find out your closing date, like, it gets put off.
And you have to keep living there, like, two more weeks longer than you planned.
That's awkward.
Or a month or something. Like, here's the question.
No kidding.
Here's the question. Do you come clean and risk blowing up three separate lives here? Three. I ain't even asked if they have kids, and I hope to God they don't. But or you just walk away and live with this guilt that you have.
I mean, if I leave, I feel like a huge coward, right? Because he was so good to me, and if I tell him, I feel like I'm ruining his life. So I just I don't know which one I really am.
I don't know the benefit of saying anything at this point, to be honest with you.
I think being honest and clearing your conscience, but then again, you're going to lose two people as friends, but they really weren't your friends because she's using you, and he doesn't know that this is going on, and when he finds out, he won't have anything to do with you.
Yeah,
this is why ghosting was invented.
Yeah,
for this exact reason, situation.
Yeah, but... But you also said you have feelings for her now. So, I mean, there is that.
I do a little bit. Yeah. And I just, they're really good people. I just know if I walk away and not say anything, I'll know inside that I was so weak and I didn't even confess to him. I was a coward. And that would maybe eat at me. But if I just come out and confess, I know I'm going to ruin their lives. But maybe I can live with myself in this thing, so I just don't know what to do.
You know, those feelings will go away when you go away.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll have a new next-door neighbor that you can cheat.
No. There's a ton of women out there that you can ask out. Why do you prey on other people's wives?
It just kind of happened. And
I get it.
I don't know. I this is the first time I've done something like this, and it's just something that kind of happened.
Maybe it is. Here's the thing. Leave, disconnect from her, leave them alone, and then if she ever decides to say, which she won't probably, I mean, why risk it, you know? I mean, I'm saying don't do it. But then again, if you did it and got away with it, you know, if it ate at you enough to have to say something where it was ruining the relationship, fine. But like on your side, though, like boom, gone. Yeah. Like no way.
And he might, if you talk to the guy, he might kick your ass. I'm just saying.
Could he kick your ass, Derek? Eyeballing him.
I mean,
I think it'd be a pretty even fight.
Okay.
Okay. See, Derek, you need
I hope you fight. I'd like to watch it now.
You need to live beside a strong woman like Paige. Paige has been offered numerous times by her neighbor for oral favors.
Yeah.
She turns them down.
Literally.
I turn everybody down. I'm sorry.
There's a line of people trying to, you know, lick on the lollipop.
And
you know
there's,
maybe I'll be next door neighbors with her.
All right, Derek. That, not the way to go out, but thank you, sir. Good luck with that, that mess. Golly, boom. That was a good twist, fat boy.
As long as he's not across the way.
I didn't want to keep beating up Derek too bad, but like you can't, like, oh,
joke about it.
Please help me figure this out.
Oh.
But then at the same time, yeah, I'm just going to leave, but I have feelings for her. It's like,
God, he's really like, he could be talked into either way, telling him or not telling him.
Does it ever, when people talk about their friends with benefits, crap, which, like, if you're in a relationship, like, I don't get that. Honest to God, I don't. But
does it ever?
Is there ever a time when you just
amicably
say it?
Amicably.
All right.
Okay.
Agree that this is going to end, and or one person doesn't start to develop feelings. Like, how would you not?
We never hear it working out that way.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Is there just two people that have an agreement? Like, look, a couple times a week.
We're just going to do it, and it's just sex.
Like workout partners.
But yes. You can't talk about personal stuff.
Yeah.
It's always the woman, though.
You can't kiss on the lips, right?
Because the woman feels like she needs that. Like,
is that true? Paige, as you research playing a whore in many movies.
Well, I was.
Did they really not kiss on the mouth like in Pretty Woman?
Well, I was killed, so I didn't kiss the killer, and I didn't have sex with him.
Well, all that happened after he killed you. You didn't watch the rest of the movie.
Yeah. You didn't see the end of the movie.
No, we watched it.
This is the cut scene at the end of the credits.
The uncut.
You're laying there with one knocker hanging out. He's going to town.
I forgot about that. Oops, my bad.
He did.
He's the necro killer.
And the other one where I was a dominatrix, I wasn't naked. I was wearing a fur coat.
You were close. You were topless under that fur coat in Babe Mansion.
It didn't chafe your nipples?
No.
That's why I would have to wear a bra if I was a woman.
I was
supposed to have pasty notes under her.
It was a comedy something. And I was pretending to beat somebody.
God, wow. This is like the projects you do. Very interesting.
Time wise, what should we do? Because we have calls on hold, but then again,
you want to work in Robert real quick and then see what happens
after?
That's
fine with me. Robert, good morning.
Robert?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Well, I have to say, Paige, Matt Man, Fat Boy, I've been listening to you all for years.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not a P1. I'd love to be a P1.
You already are.
Aww.
But as far as Derek's problem, I've had a situation a lot like his. The lady that I fooled around with, you know, she was already fooling around on her husband.
Right.
And the man lived in Ohio. Well, I was their next door neighbor. I was only 18. She is 14 years older than me.
Whoa.
Thank God you said older than me.
I thought she said 14.
I was going.
I was fainting.
How are you going to get married up there? Okay. So she's 32. You're 18. Yeah. This is like the Garth Brooks song.
This is good.
Well, her husband was a truck driver, so he was never
of
home.
Of course.
But it's another Garth Brooks song.
Yeah.
I'm on the road again.
No, Mama Love Truckers.
Hey, hang on a second, because it sounds like, I hate doing this to you, but it sounds like you're going to get into something. Can you hang on for like a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, we really are up against
it. Oh, my goodness.
It.
Okay.
All right. But like no song. It'll be like 3-4 minutes quick.
Okay. All right, then we'll shut up now and hurry up and pay these bills and come back and find out about how this dude was 18 sleeping with his...
He was young.
Oh, he's young. I mean...
He was legal.
He was legal.
He was old enough.
But I want to find out, like, oh, that's good.
It sounds like he's about to get into some stuff.
Yeah, okay. God. Don't cheat, but it makes for good storytelling. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
All right, so if you were just listening, or just tuning in, I should say. Thank you so much. We were talking to Robert. Robert was telling us a story about how when he was 18, he was sneaking off next door to cheat with the... Well, she was cheating. He wasn't. But with the...
That's a good point.
32-year-old wife who lived next door. Her husband was a trucker. And that's where we left it. Robert, thank you so much for patiently waiting, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so did her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch? She had a need to feel the thunder. That's a good song, isn't it?
It really is.
She had very soft hands.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what I want to say, I do want to say this. We fooled around a couple times. Not sexually. We slept together one time.
Wait a minute. Not sexually? You just slept in the bed together?
No. The last time we slept together, we actually sexually.
Okay.
But before that, we were just fooling around, touching,
Like using your mouth on each other and things?
Kissing, touching.
Yeah.
Feeling each other.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But what I was getting to with Derek's situation is when it all came down to the end, we came clean.
Oh.
With the husband.
Whoa.
And he was twice my size. And could have definitely beat me down.
Oh, wow.
Why though?
Why tell him? What happened? You just get? Did she make you tell him, or what happened?
No, she got caught red-handed with the other guy.
Okay, I was going to ask if you had any close calls where he might have found out.
So she was cheating on with another neighborhood kid?
No. The guy was from Ohio. Like, we lived in Tennessee. Mm. The other guy was from Ohio, and he was a prison guard.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, man.
She was cheating on her truck driver husband with a prison guard, and, well, me.
God.
But when...
She didn't give you nothing, did she?
No.
Okay.
No, I did use protection.
Okay, yeah.
But in the end, when we came clean, you know, that relationship ended.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, she took off with the prison guard.
God.
So hang on a second. When you're coming clean with the husband, when it's you two, do you not want to kind of throw in the fact that, like, hey, there's another guy she's messing around with?
Oh, did he not know about the other guy, too?
That's who he caught her with.
Oh, okay.
She threw us under the bus.
Dang it. That's okay. She drug you into it.
Why would she do that? Like, well, it wasn't just him. It's little Johnny next door or Robert next door, too.
Throttle.
Little Robbie that just graduated high school?
Oh, my God.
God.
Well,
might bought gift wrapping paper from me at some point if you were a Boy Scout.
What made the situation bad was, you know, me and their kids, we kind of grew up together.
Oh, man.
That's what makes it worse. She drags you into it because of your age at the time. He's like, oh, he's completely emasculated, I would imagine.
God bless.
Yes. But 10 years later, I got to say, 10 years later, me and the man that all this happened to, we're still friends today.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I thought you were going to be romantically linked.
Yeah, I thought
y'all
were hooking up.
No.
We'll show her.
I actually live in North Carolina now, and I'm with a woman. I've been with her 21 years.
Bet she loves when you tell this story.
No. I ain't told my wife about that.
What?
Well, I get it.
No.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that was long before we were together, so.
Well, she's on hold right now, Robert. Hold on,
yeah,
Robert.
Yeah, guess what?
Nah, just kidding.
Surprise.
Wouldn't do that to you, Robert. All right. Well, that's wild. Did your parents find out about this? And did your mom get mad? Because my mom would have been livid.
She would have.
Well, that's a different situation. Really didn't have parents.
Damn it. I go and do things like that, don't I? Well, yeah. I assumed. I mean, so how'd you live there? I mean, were you on your own or what?
Being nosy. My grandparents actually lived there, and, you know, I was back and forth under a bridge, so on and so forth.
Oh
man.
The Chili Peppers song.
I was not homeless, but yet homeless.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she probably kind of took you in for a little bit, you know. She took advantage of you.
That's true.
You know,
well,
with her,
I guess in a way you can say, but what did it for me was we came clean. And to that man, the truck driver, you know, who I'd known for many years,
yeah,
that was a big thing for him. And it didn't ruin it ruined our friendship, but at the same time, we were able to overcome it.
Plus,
you probably thought you were going to get an ass whooping too, right? Like,
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Oh, yes, I did.
And did your grandma and grandpa ever find out?
Yes.
Wow.
They wasn't too happy with me, but.
Yeah. You know, grandpa gave you a fist bump, though, when your grandma walked away, right?
Well, my grandfather was a truck driver as well.
Oh Lord.
Goodness.
What a story.
And that's what I do today. I'm a truck driver.
Jeez,
I've been
man.
A truck driver for 19 years.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to get your email address and send you a gift card because that was entertaining as hell. I want to send you something, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold
hang on.
On,
buddy. If you take a shower, you're going to be in for some goodies.
Yeah. Well, hell, man, that was like, plus he hadn't even told it. He told us before he told his wife. You know, God. Like, that was a great story.
He knew he was going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, he was. I was sitting there thinking, like, he put his chin out there. All right, go ahead. I deserve it. And the guy's like, no, man, it ain't you, it's her.
Give me one.
God, new grandma, grandpa.
What a story.
Yeah.
That was better than Kevin's, to be honest with you.
He kind of was. Kevin's kind of a dick compared to that guy. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I don't feel it. Robert was, he took it like a man.
None of my neighbors were attractive when I was a kid, so I never wanted anything like that to happen. I mean, no.
Give me a kiss, Harris.
I only had one school teacher in elementary school that was even decent. Now, the lunch lady, believe it or not, she was glorious, man.
Are we talking about Poe Mill days?
At Cone Elementary School. Yeah, when I'd give her my ticket, I'd almost try to touch her hand a little bit. It was weird.
The way she probably threw the potatoes on your plate.
She was the ticket taker.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't the lady back there making the...
Hello, Mr. Harris. I see you got four milks today.
Another double today? Are we having another double?
Trying to steal somebody else's roll?
I may have invented the double lunch. I remember the rectangle pizzas. Like, why do we only get one slice? When I have pizza at home, we don't ever have one slice.
It's like, there are other kids that go here, Harris.
And the one told me, she said, but take your rectangle and cut it in two, and you have two squares.
Oh.
I'm like, that ain't an R. I get what that means.
KV1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.